Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Monday the 29th of April. The Sun is in Taurus, ruled by Venus. Planets are saying...
This should be good.
Oh, well, that's nice. Planets.
It'll take a while. Saturn's structure retrograde for a bit, 4+ months, until September 18th.
And that means...
Saturn will be retrograde for just shy of 5 months, and any hope of holding on to unproductive or unfeasible setups, as much as you might like or be familiar with them, is fading to black. Since attention must be paid and adjustments must be made, Saturn is one of those don't-take-no-for-an-answer planets. If you are the type of person who prefers to have some input and influence over your lifestyle choices, start by organizing those changes you deem most relevant to your growth. And with that in mind, whistle for your ducklings and line them up in a row. Events during the next few days should confirm that you do have some hot prospects and interesting possibilities, which could advance your creative or romantic efforts, line your pockets, solve that niggling issue about direction that has beset you for no small amount of time, etc. Moreover, if you actually believe or think that you can, this is one instance that, without knowing exactly how it came about, in short order, you will be fully confident that you can. And more to the point, you will be able to convince the relevant parties that you are absolutely the right person for the gig, project, opportunity, etc.
My. Okay, signs particularly affected by Saturn going retrograde.
Taurus, Leo, Capricorn.
And if one's birthday, 29th of April.
Due to forces beyond your control, you may be invited to sit tight, modify, or delay plans for expanding your empire or operation, or relocating to foreign parts. With the benefit of 2020 hindsight, you will know and appreciate why, but meanwhile turn any postponements to good account by reevaluating your program and ensuring that everything and everybody is in place for when you do get the go-ahead.
My. Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.